Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Lorraine Williams, owner of Cafe Dodici, about her nephew Paolo's experience when trying to come visit a couple of weeks ago. He's 19 years old, from Italy. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And can you walk us through the paperwork that he had, and was there an affidavit that was signed at some point?
Yes, he had to, they interviewed him and they wrote all those questions down and then he signed it at the end. And the poor little guy, every time they asked him, are you coming here to work? He'd say, no, please let me stay. Are you coming here to go to school? No, please let me stay. He told his mother, bless his heart, he got on his hands and knees, and that might have been a little too much, but he was really desperate. He had left that morning so excited for this adventure. And of course we were too. I got his room ready. I got his bike ready. We were all excited. But there are consequences. I mean, what's happening here, and it's just not Paolo. I think that we can see on a regular daily basis all of the, the Italian newspapers picked up on it. They had one national newspaper and a couple of locals that really were disappointed with this decision and this situation. And so what's happening is that Europe is looking to change the fact that Americans come and go over there without a visa to possibly start a visa program for Americans. And the web searches for flights to the United States are down 17%. Tourism's down by 7%. This is definitely going to have an effect on a lot of people.
In your research, after having this so close to home with Paolo, are you finding that it's happening in other airports with other nationalities?
Oh, absolutely. I've been contacted by a woman from Ankeny that this had happened to her nephew 2 weeks prior to going through Chicago, and he got sent back. And with just coming to visit family, these people, in this case, the guy had a great job in Mexico. He came from a very prestigious school. He was just here for tourism and sent back, along with even famous people are getting sent back. People are being profiled by asking them what their religion is. I mean, it's just, everyone thinks it's just bad people, but it's really not. They've sort of been giving carte blanche to just mess with anybody who comes through their customs department. And in that area, that customs area, you're sort of in la-la land. I mean, you can't speak with people, you don't have any rights, and so it's a very frightening place to be in.
And I can only imagine what that would be like at 19.
Oh, jet lag, tired, just not even understanding why all this is happening. It's like, I have no right to be here? Like, why do you say that to me? Of course I do. So it's just been, you know, they stamped his passport, and we're still, the thing is, my job is not done. I'm still working with politicians, and we'll eventually get an attorney. They stamped his passport with, that we need to decipher exactly what hoops he would have to go through to come back. And I, again, with all the amazing support I've had, we did a GoFundMe page, and in one day we raised the $2,000 that we needed to pay for his ticket that he used to come over here and put money aside for either attorney fees or his flight back. So again, I had people from all over the country send money. It was really heartening. I really appreciate that amazing support. So now we need to see what that stamp on his passport means, what he would need to do to come back. And of course, his mother says, I want that off my son's passport. He did nothing. So we'll see. It's an adventure. It's something new. I don't know yet what to expect.
And does he still want to try to come visit?
Actually, yes, which I found amazing. I think I would probably go over and travel with him back, because I don't think that he should have to endure any of that again by himself, for sure.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lorraine Williams, owner of Cafe Dodici, speaking about her nephew Paolo's experience when he tried to visit a couple of weeks ago. He's 19 years old, from Italy. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.